Let's move on to item seven, a pretty important item, our pension administration system project update. This is a presentation item.
So I'll kick this off, but it's been a little bit since we've had a presentation from Siegel and Sagtec, so we have Jesse and Aaron here today, and today is marking our 100-day countdown to our go-live date for the line of business portion of the system. We have had a lot of improvement over the last few months, and I think we're looking pretty good for our go-live date of June 27th, but I want to turn it over to our outside vendors to give their outlook on it as well. So Jesse and Aaron.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back. Thank you for having us. Excited to be here today because we're at a good place with the project. We, like Christina said, we're at the 100-day countdown, and we're nailing down the final remaining issues. And just to give you some numbers, just so you understand, some of the testing that took place, almost 600 test cases were created for this, and they were iterated almost hundreds of times by the staff. So they've been testing dutifully for the past probably a couple of years now. So executing those test cases resulted in about a 96% pass rate today. That wasn't where it was a year ago, certainly, but it's where it is now, and that's really where we want to be. We're pushing for better, but 96% is not bad. So I'm very pleased with that. We're also currently running a parallel payroll test for monthly payroll. That's one of the critical factors to these initiatives, is you need to make sure that those pension payments are getting to 100% of the members that need them, that require them, that should be getting them. So that we're going to do three monthly parallel tests to make sure that those match. They're not quite there yet. They're at about 92%, but that last 7% is what we're working on. So that's we're anticipating we're going to be able to get there by the go, certainly by the go live date, if not before. So that's where we are with the parallel payroll test. And then one of the questions might be, well, what concerns might we have? The main area of concern is probably the data. It's just making sure we've got the data where it needs to be and it's working as we anticipate it to work on the system. There's still some discrepancies on the data, and we're working on those right now. But we're anticipating we're going to be able to work through those over the next couple of months. So that's what we're focused on.
All right. Any questions?
A couple of questions. Yes. Are there any themes in any of the cases that are having problems? Is it limited to a specific area? Is it primarily a kind of a data element or something that keeps coming up? Is it a coding issue? Any themes, or is it random?
It's the last bit, and it's pretty random. A lot of these are unique scenarios. For example, we'll find maybe we have a gap of 10 payment accounts that are not converting over. 10 members are not converting over. Well, what you'd like to see is, okay, what's the reason for those 10, right. And then just move them over. Well, each one of those have a unique situation with the data, whether it's a gap in employment, selection of benefit options. So there's gaps like that,
right.
That each one has to be researched. And that just takes time. Data takes time. You have to analyze each one.
And kind of an odd corollary question. Are you finding instances in which the new calculations are correct and are being compared against erroneous data? In other words, is the current data perhaps buggy? And what you've got now is fixing that, and when you try and compare it to an inherently erroneous situation, you're getting a flip out.
Yeah, there's been some of those instances we have identified, and we've addressed each one of those, but we're addressing them, like I said, it's one at a time. It's not the majority of the issues. I mean, some of the bigger issues have been addressed. Right now, we're down to about 400 accounts, 400 or so accounts left to make to understand what's going on with these 400.
The irony is that it's been my experience that sometimes when you build a new system, you find out that the new system is, in fact, functioning properly.
Yeah.
But it's comparing against, being compared against data that was not appropriately calculated by the old system, which is kind of reverse what you would think.
Right. Okay. That does happen.
Thanks.
Quite a bit in these implementations, but...
Could so I far, just so clarify one point on that, though? As far as the calculation of the payments, those have been good. Yeah. So I just want to make sure, like other calculations of how things are done, like service credit or something that right now is being caught at the point of retirement that we're having to clean up, you know, the newer system is able to do it better than CPAS. But I just want to make sure that it's clear that any benefit payments were being calculated correctly, have been confirmed correct.
I think I understand that. It's more a situation where the old situation was, in fact, inaccurate, although it resulted in an accurate payment. I mean, it has some erroneous data elements, and the new one is calculating it correctly, and it has corrected data elements.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I have another client that has that exact issue, Jerry. So
I'm glad we don't have that issue.
As am I.
Yes.
But that's my report.
All right, Jesse, thank you. Any other questions of Jesse before we turn the microphone over to Aaron? All right.
I have one question. Yeah. Do we have a date which is basically like point of no return if it's not 100% done by the day that we will have to move the go-live date, or is it like months before? Because I'm assuming July 1st, right? So when it has to be absolutely done so we can meet July 1st?
Yeah, we have a cutoff in late May, I believe. It's
June 2nd.
June 6th. So, that's the cutoff for any changes. So,
And along those lines, as we're moving through this, I agree with what Jesse said, with what Christina said. We're in a much better position than we were, much, much better than we were a year ago. And even a lot better than what we were 3 months ago. What we're seeing within the data, within solution stability, is the other thing that everyone's focused on, making sure that the solution is working during this time. But what we're seeing, as Jesse indicated, is a lot of unique scenarios, right, specifically in the data, meaning the vast majority of the data is there. However, you know, when it comes to paying a benefit, it has to be accurate for everyone, right? And that's where our focus is, and that's where a lot of time is being taken, right? We spend 90% of our time on 10% of the scenarios, right?
It almost comes across like it's hand-to-hand combat, in the sense of you have a lot of one-off data anomalies that might be an error in a prior form, a gap, a date wasn't right. It had three digits instead of four. I don't want to minimize it, is that the type of issue we're talking about here?
Yeah.
Here's these 10 records. Here's these 3 records. Here are these 5 records, right? And all of them have very unique situations. Over, I think, the past 6 months or so, the large populations have been corrected. And so right now the focus is on these very unique situations within the data. And that's what we're really working towards. And again, our target is to go live at the end of June. However, we are monitoring throughout weekly to just say, okay, we need to make this much progress, whether it's on solution stability, whether it's on data accuracy, in order to ensure we get to the go live. As Jesse mentioned, our freeze date is this June 6th date. So that's really what we're targeting.
So, and give me the 2 minutes on the freeze date.
Sure.
So what does that term mean, and how do you expect it to play out?
So at that point, we call it a code freeze date, meaning the code is not touched between June 6th and this June 27th date. So we have a stable build. What occurs during that next period of time is ensuring that we are preparing for cutover activities, ensuring that we are focused on training staff, ensuring that environments are set up and secure right? So a lot of the more administrative of actually performing a cutover is being done in those next few weeks. So when we say June 6th, what we're saying is we have a stable set of code or solution build, and that doesn't change for the June 27th release.
Yeah, it sounds like you flip a switch and you move into implementation mode, and, right. and it's all about delivering and making sure all of that process is in place and yep. updated, right? That's how I'm interpreting that.
You're correct.
Okay.
Scott? One other thing, if I could. I never want to lose sight of the Cicera team, and perhaps Christina's in the best position to answer this, but I'll point it in that direction. How are they feeling? Is it a combination of relief and excitement? More relief, more excitement?
Dread?
Fatigue?
I think, yeah, probably all of those words. Right. Being 100 days out, I think that there's excitement for sure, but there is quite a bit of stress and fatigue around it because it has been a long run. They've been working very, very hard. You heard the amount of test cases that they've gone through, the amount of data that they've looked at themselves and dug through to try and figure out where the issues are. So I think the excitement is that, yay, we're only 100 days. They're going to see this system come into place, and they're very excited about the system. But there's definitely pressure because we kind of are in the final stretch now. And so, you know, like we talked about this code freeze date, we're pushing them to test everything you can right now, test hard. And so there is a lot of pressure around that because we are so close to the end as well. So I think it's definitely a mixture going on, but they're very excited for the new system.
Yeah, I was going to say, just to add on top of what Christina says, a little bit of, I remember when I was getting married, pre-wedding jitters, it's a little bit of that. It's kind of, they come, when I've done these implementations, the staff gets to a point of saying, wait, this is really going to happen. Oh my gosh. And they start understanding that, you know, their world's going to change a little bit. So that's what I see right now, and we just got to get through.
So we probably shouldn't ask, but how's your relationship going?
It's going good. It's going good. Thanks for asking.
So I'll ask this question. I think I know the answer, but I'm going to ask it just for the sake of doing it. I assume that we have a contingency plan that is in place that should something go awry on go live, notwithstanding that we get past June 6th and we mm-hmm. move into implementation mode. I'm assuming we have a contingency plan, which is basically restoring the beast of our current yep. pension administration system and having it function until we work that out. Am I
exactly?
Is that correct?
Okay, that is correct.
All right.
And so add to that? It is correct, but we also will be running in parallel with the old system and the new system till the end of the year. So that we know we have some annual processes, like 1099s, that we don't do those till the next year. So we right. need that data in the old system, because if something happens, you know, 4 months or when we're going to run 1099s or something like that, we want to make sure that the 1099s get out. So, then that's when we kind of stop running in parallel and we move fully into the system.
I would say on certain things like that, that is obviously not the intent with the new solution, is to have things run in parallel. But from a contingency perspective, I think, you know, from the discussions with Siegel and Cicera, we think that's the best approach for a period of time until adoption occurs with Cicera, everyone's comfortable, and we are confident, not just from testing, but actually in production, that the solution is not introducing any risk to Cicera.
Yeah, I didn't suggest it, and I think we're not discussing it as in any way impugning the integrity of the new product. To me, it's the ultimate belt and suspender, I guess, to this system. We have a lot at stake here, as you know, Aaron.
Right, absolutely.
And so it's one of those things where it makes entirely good sense to me, anyway, practical sense, that if it isn't going to reinvent the wheel to run them in parallel for 6 months. That seems idyllic to me. It's like the ultimate insurance policy.
Right.
I'm already running a system side by side with, you know, with this one, and if something goes wrong, I'm not going to have a drop off. Right?
Absolutely, minimized risk.
Yeah, it just seems like it's idyllic.
Yep.
Okay. Any other questions of Jesse or Louis?
Do you have an idea when the member portal when that would go live?
Yeah, I think we're targeting by end of year is when we'd like to get that portal up. We want to make sure the system is running and it's smooth and everything. And the staff has an opportunity to really understand the system so that because when the member portal comes up, questions are going to be asked, and we want to make sure that the staff can respond to those questions.
Am I correct, or are we correct that the member portal is a top priority to implement? Because I know we've talked a lot about it here, and to
absolutely.
That's a big deal.
It's a feature. It's an aspect of the system for our members to be able to access their information. Yes. That has been lacking, and it's at the top of the interest list, I think, for you know certainly all the members involved.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Product in action, possibly before it goes live.
You mean like some kind of a live demo?
No basis.
A preview?
Yeah, or a taste. Yeah, I don't know.
Private screening?
Yeah. And before it sneaks out into the web on the dark web.
And are you referring to the line of business side that staff use, or for the portal?
All of it. Just curious, more than anything.
So, what would be the plan? I'm sure there's some semblance of this for the certainly after June 6th, as you move into the 27th. What's the general plan for how our staff will be engaged in sort of getting more comfortable with the online role? I'm trying to figure out how to address Samson's question as to whether there's a peak behind the curtain that can be allowed, created, or provided for that isn't disruptive of the process. And I don't know, that's not a very good question, but that's
the
question.
So I believe it's the first 2 weeks of June will be staff training, if I'm remembering the dates correctly. So the first 2 weeks of June is staff training. So that may be an opportunity while we have, meaning Sagitech has our trainers here, to maybe provide some sort of demonstration to a select group, if you're interested.
Well, so is the staff training that we're sitting at terminals and we're literally in the system and we're working through it?
Hands-on.
Hands-on. I guess my question to you, Samson, is that the type of look-see that you're interested in?
If we have an opportunity to come in and sit in on some of that training, just to see it in action, or even if it's just playing with a dummy account, just seeing the interaction with the system, if any of that makes sense.
So it strikes me that there's an opportunity that perhaps we can have a sort of a view opportunity for those who are interested and want to see it, maybe watch some of the training. Is that something we can accommodate without disrupting the schedule?
Yeah, I think we have what we call a training room, so that's where we do our trainings. We can probably have you come and sit in on like one of the overview trainings so you can see what the staff are seeing.
Yeah, I mean, just curiosity more than anything, just talk about it so much. Kind of want to see the end product in action.
Yeah, we'd need a full, detailed written report after your review.
Absolutely. Paper copy.
Bring John with you.
If that can be set up, that's fine. But it strikes me that I think Christina was making a point there. The difference in what would be useful for me as a board member would be to see the outward-looking modules and see how they work. I'm not sure what kind of value I would pick up, probably because I'm just a dense audience member, on operational systems. I don't think I'm going to have any aha moments as I look and see how you convert one file to another file. But I would very much like to see what the outward-looking features look like for an end user when you get closer to this user portal. Samson is more technically skilled than I am.
Yeah, I think it's going to in part depend on people's level of technical understanding and ability and desire to want to look inside the product a little bit to see kind of how it functions and plays out.
I'm not necessarily asking to see the ones and zeros. I mean, the user interface is, I mean, probably more what I'm kind of leaning towards. That's
understood. So it sounds like we can work that out on an informal basis and try to figure it out. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I can send you the dates. And then for the portal, once we get closer to the portal go live, I think that's something we could probably do a demo at a board meeting.
Yep.
So that all the board could see what the portal looks like. Since that is
absolutely
more of our outward facing.
I think they're just concerned that Samson's going to start making coding suggestions.
Yeah. Hey, have you guys tried this? Yeah. No, I'm sure it will be fine and well managed. So, any other further questions for Jesse or Aaron? All right. Well, thank you both. Looking forward to the go live. The admonition remains the same. If there's anything that comes up, you know, this is the time. If we ever had to raise our hand, this is the time we do it, right?
We constantly say that back and forth.
Okay.
So Aaron and I are definitely on the same page there.
Fair enough. You know, we actually ask questions before we shoot. So, I don't want anybody afraid to raise their hand, even given how consequential it is.
Absolutely.
Sounds great. Well, thank you
both. Very good.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll keep our fingers crossed. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the board.